Cinderella. Is this the rest of the Cinderella?
Yeah, this is Act 2 of Cinderella, okay? Now, do you remember what happened in Act 1?
Cinderella's sisters could be going to say, no, I was going to wear it.
Okay. And then what happened? There was a beggar woman, wasn't there? There was a beggar woman, wasn't there, Amelia? And Cinderella gave her lunch that she'd been saving, a piece of bread. And then the beggar woman came back and she was the fairy godmother. Do you remember? And what did the fairy godmother do with the pumpkin?
She made it into a beautiful dress.
No, into a beautiful coat, into a coach. And she made her rags of clothes into a beautiful dress. And what was the beautiful coach being pulled by?
Mice.
Remember, when you have one mouse, it's one mouse, but when you have two, they're mice. Okay?
When you have lots, they're lots of mice.
Lots of mice, that's right. So, ready for Act 2?
Yeah, but they're all important, aren't we? I'm going to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six mice, that's right. So, Act 2. At the prince's palace, the ball had already begun. Stately tunes from the orchestra set the scene.
Daddy, is that her?
Yes. As guests arrived and admired the lavish ballroom, the court jester welcomed them with songs and jokes. And then he led everyone in a formal dance. When the ugly sisters arrived in their ridiculous outfits, the other guests turned and stared.
Where are they?
Don't think we can see them. Don't know. Do you think they've escaped from the zoo? The jester asked, making a group of ladies titter behind their fans. The sisters ignored him, and walked confidently onto the dance floor. I'm going to dance with that one, said the younger sister, pointing at a tall man in uniform. No, he's mine, decided the older sister, and flounced up to the unfortunate man. He was very well mannered, even though the sister danced like a baboon and stood on his feet 3 times. Can you believe that? She stood on his feet 3 times and danced like a baboon.
What's a baboon?
You know, like a big monkey.
Monkey.
That's exactly right. Finally, he was rescued by a trumpet fanfare announcing the royal entrance. Down the stairs strode the handsome prince, dressed in his dashing evening suit. All the ladies in the room swooned. They fluttered their eyelashes and waved their fans, but the prince didn't seem to notice. Can you flutter your eyelashes, Amelia? Very good. And can you wave your fan? Your fan? Very good.
I did it right. Just like
fans. Yep, 2 fans. No sooner had the dancing started again than the trumpets announced another arrival. All eyes turned in surprise to the royal staircase. Who dared turn up after the prince? Framed by the palace window, there stood Cinderella in her magical dress. At the sight of all the guests, she almost ran away. Then she took a deep breath and slowly descended the stairs. Everyone stared in wonder, including the prince. He offered Cinderella his hand and guided her onto the dance floor. Without saying a word, they began to dance, as if they had danced together all their lives. "She's so graceful," whispered one of the guests. "She must be a princess," added another. On the edge of the dance floor, the ugly sisters were sulking. "Why won't he dance with me?" said the tall one.
"Why did they do that?"
I don't know.
To welcome them.
Yeah, they're curtsying to welcome the prince and the Cinderella. "Because he prefers me," teased her sister. When the dance came to an end, the prince called for oranges, the most exotic fruit in his kingdom. He presented one to Cinderella as a sign of his love. Taking pity on the ugly sisters, he gave them oranges too. While they bickered over whose was the biggest, the prince and Cinderella tiptoed away. Gazing grumpily across the ballroom, the sisters realised no one was going to ask them to dance, so in the end, they linked arms and danced with each other.
With instance?
Yes.
Which dance did they do?
I don't know.
Did they do it like this?
Yeah, like baboons. Meanwhile, Cinderella and the prince were lost in a dream. They danced across the moonlit terrace, into the garden, and back to the ballroom. Floating on happiness, they both wished the evening would last forever. But the hours whirled by, and Cinderella heard her godmother's warning in her ear. Then came the chiming of the palace clock. "It's midnight," she cried in panic. "Don't worry," hushed the prince, holding her close. "But I must go," she said sadly. Cinderella had to slip under the prince's arm to escape. A wall of dancing guests stood between her and the door. She darted between them and fled the palace only just in time. Already her dress had turned back to rags. The poor prince rushed after her, but in vain. All that was left of his enchanting princess was a dainty silver slipper. End of Act 2. And we can read Act 3 tomorrow, okay?
Are those the ugly sisters?
Yes, they are.
Which one's the older, which one's the little old?
I don't know. I think that one looks a little bit older than this one. But it might be the one, might be the other way around. Okay, say goodnight to Audio Boo.
Night. Good morning.
What, is it morning already? No, it's night time. Come on, let's read the rest of the story tomorrow.
No.
Now you hop into bed.